on Alaska's basketball teams are headed to the state tournament. The Raider boys won their region this weekend after knocking off top seed Point Hope 75-73. Coach Riley Spetz calls the victory miraculous as his team was trailing by 10 in the fourth quarter.
The stars kind of aligned in more ways than one. You know, you could say, you know, they had a couple kids foul out, and we had some kids hit big shots, and the ball seemed to bounce our way for about 2 minutes at the end of the game when we needed it to bounce our way. The kids were pretty resilient, and I'm real proud of them for that.
Reigning 2A Player of the Year Trevor Wilson scored 38 points and 10 rebounds in the contest, while Torrance Lee chipped in another dozen. Spetz says his team's strong finish was especially satisfying as the Harpooners were undefeated at the time.
At this point of the year, we kind of expect to beat anybody, you know. We expect to compete and have a chance in every single game and play the way we know we can play. And I'm glad the boys got it done. I think, you know, beating an undefeated team, that's pretty sweet. But doing it in the regional final is even better.
On their way to the regional title, the boys also narrowly beat Unalakleet 64-62. Now the Raiders are turning their focus to the state tournament, which begins on Thursday. The girls' team is also headed to state. Coach Casey Clausius says it's their second year in a row after many seasons failing to clinch bids.
It was tough work for everybody, you know, trying to get back here again, and everybody had to stay healthy and had to be on board with getting the practice on time and balancing schoolwork, and it was just a lot of work for the girls to get back here, and we're excited.
The Raiders finished the regional tournament second, earning an automatic bid to state. Along the way, they knocked off Unalakleet twice. In the first matchup, Onalaska took a commanding 72-53 victory. In the second contest, it was a closer 59-50 win. Clausius says the girls also played a tight game with defending 2A state champion Point Hope, losing by only 5 points.
They were just so close. It was just come down to some small plays, knowing who you're guarding in crucial situations or knowing what offense you're running in that exact moment. And just so many small things. It wasn't a lot of them. It was just some small things that decided the game, and we just came up short on the scoreboard.
While Clausius is hoping his team gets another crack at the Harpooners, they'll face Nenana in the first round at state. The teams met last year with Nenana winning 71-47. KUCB will air live coverage of state basketball starting Thursday morning at 8 o'clock with the boys taking on Hooper Bay. And the call will continue at 11 o'clock as the girls go up against Nenana.